Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Apare Vasudevasya.
Apare Vasudevasya.
Devakyam yachito vyagat.
Devakyam yachito vyagat.
Ajastamasya kshemaya.
Ajastamasya kshemaya.
Vadhaya cha suradvisham.
Vadhaya cha suradvisham.
Apare Vasudevasya.
Apare Vasudevasya.
Devakyam yachito vyagat.
Devakyam yachito vyagat.
Ajastamasya kshemaya.
Ajastamasya kshemaya.
Vadhaya cha suradvisham.
Vadhaya cha suradvisham.
Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods.
अपरे वसुदेवस्य देवक्यां याचितो भव्यात् अजस्तम अस्तक्षीमायां बधाय च सुरद्विषाम्।
That actually Krishna is unborn, Aja. But Aja is taking birth, that is already explained. This is the deal element, Vilamba. We already explained. So, this Vilambanam speculation or deal element, how many types of speculation are there, that is being described by Kunti Devi. Somebody says that Krishna is Jadava. Jadava. Jadavaya Madhavaya. Kishavayana. Jadava means born in the Jadu dynasty. And somebody says, Krishna is Vasudeva, son of Vasudeva, Deva. And Krishna. And some of them, they say, Nanda Kumaraya, a son of Nanda Maharaj. So, Krishna has many speculation, but actually he is Aja, Ajasta, Tamasa, Chimaya. Krishna, this is to understand. That everyone thinking that he is born in the Jodha family, he is born of Vasudev, or he is the son of Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj. This is Krishna's first time. When the impersonalist says, there are many philosophers, that God has no name. Actually, that is a fact. God has no name. But he has name according to his activities. Just like when he acts as the chariot driver of Arjuna, his name is Parthasarathi. When he plays as the child of Mother Jasoda, he is called Jasodananda. When people say that he is born of Nanda Maharaj, he is called Nandananda. When people say that he came to protect Vasudeva and Devaki, he is called Vasudeva or Devaki Nanda. Or when he is in the Jadu dynasty, he says as Jadava. In this way, Krishna has unlimited pastimes and unlimited name. Hattaika Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupa. Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. He has got unlimited because so many devotees, not one devotee. And he has to satisfy everyone. As Nanda Kumar, as Jasodananda, as Vasudeva, as Jadava, as Partha Sarathi. See, in this way, when one becomes bewildered, so how many names he has got? So one should understand he has unlimited names or no name, but because he has to act unlimitedly, therefore he has got unlimited. So whole thing is summarized in one word, Krishna means all attract. He draws the attraction of Vasudeva, he draws the attraction of Jodhuku, he draws the attraction of Arjuna, he draws attraction of everyone, all devotees. Momo vartanu vartanti pātha sarvas. The whole world, civilized world, they have got some religion, Christian religion, Mahayana religion, Hindu religion, Buddhist religion, and many other subordinate religion. Under the groups of Christians, there are so many churches, Protestant, Catholic, and the Mohammedans, they have got Shia, Sunni, Sheikh, so many. In Hindus also, Vaishnavas, and Shaktas, and Shauras, Ganapathas, so many. But Krishna says, they all of them seeking after me. Mamo vartanu vartan te partha sarvas. Everyone, they may go on under different religious system. But the aim is how to approach Vedaishta sarvai aham eva Veda. If you take Veda means knowledge, scripture. Veda does not mean any particular scripture, any scripture which gives knowledge of God. You can call it as Veda. Vedaishta sarvai. If any book or any scripture or any book of knowledge does not give the information of God, that is not scripture. Because it cannot be called scripture or Veda because it does not search after the Supreme Being. Therefore Krishna says, Veda is the sadvai, aham eva Veda. Bhavanam, Janmanam, Ante, Jnanavan, Man, Prabhupada, Vasudeva, Sarva. This is the ultimate goal of knowledge. So, you can call the Supreme Lord Krishna or something else. Just like Mohammedan, they say Allah. Allah means the Supreme Being, Allah Akbar. And Christian says, God is great. And we say, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, or Krishna, all attractive. But the aim is to understand Krishna. That Krishna personally appears, so that your misgivings, misunderstanding may be mitigated immediately. Here I am. The Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose, that you religionists, you philosophers, you scientists, you speculators, you are all theosophists, so many, you are searching after God, and here is God, Krishna. But that's so unfortunate, they not accept. No, why shall I accept Krishna as God? Then why you shall not? This is our question. If you do not accept Krishna as God, then you must know what is God. That if I ask him, do you know what is God? That I do not. The same, just like the scientist, he would propose that life is made by combination of chemicals. But when another scientist says, suppose I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? He is disaster, he says, that I cannot see. Similarly, they are rascals. We are presenting, here is Krishna. Take his address, take his name, take his father's name, mother's name, all identification, his activities, his glories, everything. Krishna proves that he is the supreme personality of God. Aishachasya samaklasya, bijasya dasasya sriya, jnana vairagvaya saiva sarayiti bhagavan. Bhagavan means the proprietor of all wealth. Aishachya. Samaklasya, not any limited amount, but samagra, everything. Krishna says that, bhoktaram jagatam sarvalokamahasa, I am the proprietor of all the planets. Krishna says that. So you check him, how he is the proprietor of all the planets. Therefore, he showed Vishwarup, the universal form, how everything is within him. Everything is there. Arjuna wanted, requested Krishna, that how I can understand that you are the proprietor, you are the everything in the universe. So he showed his universal form. Krishna showed in every way to fulfill the proper definition of God. Vaisajyasya samaprasya, proprietor of everything, Bijasya, the powerful. Nobody could kill Krishna. But he killed so many demons, big demons. That was his powerful. And his reputation is still continuing. Krishna. We are selling Krishna book like anything. Why people are interested in Krishna? Because he is reputed. People are seeing the Krishna consciousness movement is going on all over the world. This is dasa. So, when Krishna was present, who could compete him with his opulence? He had 16,108 wives. Not loitering in the street, but each and every wife had picked marble palaces. All marble palaces, furniture with ivory. Ivory and steel and frames, all golden. Garden with parijan. So many. See, and not one palace, two palaces. 16,000 palaces. And Narada was surprised what Krishna is doing with 16,000 wives. And each and every palace he entered, and he saw Krishna is engaged in different way. Somebody is taking care of the children. Somehow he is arranging for the marriage of his son and daughter. Somehow he is engaged in other. There is 16,000 palaces and 16,000 engaged. And 16,000 queens. So this is called apulaya, aishwarya. Who can show this? Krishna showed it. Personality. So, in every way, Krishna proved the supreme personality of God. Still, these rascals, they are searching after God. But he is not. Here is God. You see that he is God in every respect. according to the definition. And still, he says that where is God? How much rascal? There. Just behind it. Here is God. And still they are inquiring, what is God? Can you show me God? What is it? Is it not rascal? No? What is it? If everything proof is there, why they are searching after? What is the answer? Where is the question of searching after God? Just answer this question. God is present here, and still you are wasting your time. Therefore Krishna says, Murha. Murha. Namang duskitanam murha. Simply rascal. They cannot be given any other title except this one title, murha. Why they remain murha? Why are they not intelligent? They are being educated in universities, getting so many degrees. Still they remain murha. Why? Duskitino. Simple engaged in sinful activities. This sinful activities. Every one of them, all these rascals, are then engaged in four kinds of sinful activities. They will search after illicit sex, they will eat meat, and they will drink, and they will play gambling. Just one after you just study. They cannot understand God because they are murha. Why they are murha? Because they are sinful. Why they are sinful? Because Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Human form of life was given to him to become purified, but they are engaged in sinful activities. So that next life they will be cats and dogs and horses and trees. Why trees? And trees stands naked. Now this nudie movement is there. How to remain naked? That means next life they are preparing for becoming tree. 1,000 years, stand up here, naked. Nobody will object. Yes, this is the law of nature. Prakishakriyamanani, gunai karmani sarva. These rascals, because the rascals they do not know. And even the information is there, still they will not accept. This is their position. So, don't remain murha. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people not to remain murha. Be intelligent. It is very nice cultural movement. That it is trying to awaken people to their God consciousness. Here is God. This is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. And the process is also personified because Krishna himself is teaching the process. Krishna, first of all, generally he told Sarvadharman Paritajya, because this is the process. But because their mood has rascals and sinful, they could not understand. They could not understand. Therefore, Krishna came personally to teach people how to surrender. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apani Ashri Prabhu Jivarishi. Namo Mahabhadanaya. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami. Gauratrisi. Rupa Goswami could understand that here is Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnaya. Now he is acting as Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami. He has assumed the name of Krishna Chaitanya, but he is Krishna himself. And what he is doing? Because previously as Krishna, he simply ordered the surrender. Then he will be purified and he will be promoted. Now here, as Krishna Chaitanya, he is giving Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem. Unless I understand you very thoroughly, how there can be love for you. Love is not so easy that simply by meeting one day's transaction one becomes lover of other. No. It takes time. So, in the Krishna form, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he simply wanted that he surrender. Then you understand. But in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only understanding him, but one gets love of Krishna, the highest. Therefore, he is addressed as Namo Mahavadana, the topmost charitable personality. He is giving Krishna Prem. So, the process is there. And actually, it is so happening all over the world. How the Christian priests are surprised that these boys, these Christian boys, or these Jewish boys, they never came to the church. They did not inquire in what is God. Now, they have left everything and they are mad after God. How it is? Because we have adopted the process of enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it has become easier. Otherwise, to understand Krishna only, it will take millions of years. Simply to understand Krishna. And what to speak of becoming lover of Krishna. If I do not understand you, I cannot become your lover. You cannot love an unknown person. Is it possible? You must know him, you must behave with him, you must study him, he will study you, then there is question of love. But Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu has given us such a nice process, Chaitadatpana Marjana, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra immediately, because we do not love Krishna, we have got intimate relationship with Krishna as part and parcel. It cannot be separated. It cannot be separated. But anyway, somewhere or other, we have lost or forgotten that intimate relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. That is Nitya Siddha, eternally fair, that who Krishna loves us and we love. Krishna loves, therefore he comes personally, he comes as devotee to deliver us back to home, back to Godhead. Unless he loves, how it is possible? Krishna is coming in so many ways. He is sending his devotee. He is reading Bhagavad Gita for study to understand Krishna. That is, Krishna loves. Simply teaches that. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. This Krishna Bhakti, love of Krishna, it is not something that artificially trained. Artificial things. Now these Americans and the European boy, they are after me, they are after this. For the last 6-7 years, had it been an artificial thing, they could not stay. That is not possible. It is not artificial. It is already there. Krishna, Bhakti, Nitya Siddha, is already there. By the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am simply trying to awaken that Krishna Bhakti. That's all. That is the duty of Guru. Chakshur Militam Jena. He opens the eyes that why you are forgotten Krishna. Here is Krishna, you love him, you will be happy. That it is Guru's business. Not that he is giving artificially something which is known as Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunaya Savanadi Suddha Jit. Simply by this process, hear about Krishna. That we have introduced in our so many centers, this process is going on. Hear about Krishna. Chant about Krishna. Simply, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Sinnatam Savata Krishna. Then Krishna will help. So, this is Krishna. So, the highest devotees, Krishna accepts because he is playing the part of human being. Abhijananti mana mura. Those who are mura, they cannot understand. But those are intelligent. They know that Krishna is perfectly playing as a human being. As a human being takes bath in the womb of his father and mother, by the father and mother. Similarly, Krishna also appears accepting Vasudeva as his father, Devaki as mother. But actually, Krishna is not born. That is being repeatedly explained by Kunti Devi. Apare Vasudeva Sarivaktam, they say like Devaki Nandana, there is a verse that it is a saying only. Nobody can become Krishna's father and mother. But they get the reputation as father and mother. That is the concession to the devote. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, Apare, others say like that. Somebody says like this, somebody says like that, somebody says like this, this is going on. But actually Krishna remains Ajo, always. Because if we do not understand that Krishna, what is Krishna, then we'll misunderstand him that he is also born. He is also born. So how he can become? The Maharaji says that is Krishna is also having a body of the material body, Maya. Therefore, real spiritual identity is impersonal. As soon as he assumes the body, it is material. That is called Maya. Maya. The Krishna's body is Maya. The ultimate absolute is no body, impersonal. That is their theory. Therefore, we call them Mayavadi. But they do not know actually that ultimately the absolute truth is a person, the supreme person, Bhagavan. Brahmeti paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sat. Vadanti tat tatta vidam, tatta vidam. Tatta means one who knows tatta. They know that ultimately the absolute truth is person, not impersonal. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Vadanti tat tatta vidam. Tattam. What is absolute truth? Absolute truth means tattam. So, Bhagavan says, Vadanti tat tatta vidam. Those who are aware of the absolute truth, they say like this. What is that? Brahma. Jyanam advayam. Advayam. He is without any duality. But the absolute truth is known as in three features by somebody as Brahma, by somebody as Paramatma, and somebody as Bhagavan. Actually, he is Bhagavan. Paramatma, he is his universal feature. Eka pasaudatayatam jagadanna koti, jatshakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam, annantarasam paramanu chayantarasam, govindam adipurisam tamahantikam. Eka paso, only one portion. That is also confined in Bhagavad Gita. Atma bahu naitina, kinya tina taba. This universe is only one only. That also we cannot estimate what is the length and breadth, how many planets are there, and still we are proud of becoming God. But God creates such millions of universes. Ekappasudatesam jagadannu koti. Koti. Meaning. Jachatirasi jagadannu jaya anantam. He is creating and everywhere he is present. How he is present? Anantarasam. He is present within the universe and within the heart of all living entities, even within the atom. Anantarasam paramanu chayam. That is Krishna. That is only by his one power. Govinda madhi purusam tamam. So, such Govinda has become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So, how it is possible? Therefore, the devotee is so great that although Krishna, God, is so great that by his one portion he can create the innumerable universe, he enters into the womb of Devaki and comes out as a son. This is Krishna's grace. He can make his devotee so great that the greater than the greatest is coming out of the womb of the world. So, apare vasudevasya divakam. Why he agrees? Jachita. Jachita. Request. Requested as sutapa and prishni. Vasudeva was prishni in his former life and Devaki was sutapa. Sutapa means one who can perform austerities and penance very nicely. Su means nice and tapa. So they underwent austerities and penance to get a son like Krishna. So when Krishna was pleased with the tapasya, they wanted, my Lord, we wanted a son like him. So where is like me? Krishna, he is Atama Urdha. There is nobody equal to Krishna, nobody is greater than. Otherwise, how he can be great? God is great. If somebody is greater than him, then how he can be great? Nobody can be greater than him. That is greatness. As that you say in English language and Mahavadan, Allahu Akbar. Allah, the Supreme Being, is great. We also say Parabrahma. So, nobody can be greater than him or equal, or someone. So, they wanted a son like you. That means somebody must be equal to him. Like you means equal to him. So who can be equal to Krishna? But he can expand himself with many equals. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. Krishna can expand himself in millions forms. Goloka Yoga Nivasati Yokila Atma Bhuta. Everything is there. Although he is living in Goloka, he still, by his omnipotency, omnipresence, he can be everywhere. Annantarasam Paramatma. So that Paramatma or the super soul is equal with Krishna. Not anything else equal with Krishna. But the Paramatma is equal with Krishna. Therefore, by his expansion, he agreed to become son of Devaki, and there may be hundreds and thousands of Devaki devotees. It is unlimited. His devotees are unlimited. Their demands are unlimited. So everything is Krishna's unlimited. Therefore, all unlimited means Krishna, all attractive. That is the real name of God. He, God, can be given one name because God has no name. but his names are given according to his activities, then how to concentrate in one name? That one name is Krishna, all at last. That is the real name of Krishna. Thank you very much.